This is Dakota Daybook for June 4th. It's a well-known fact that Dr. James Naismith invented the game of basketball in December of 1891 because his students in Massachusetts needed a way to burn off some energy in his wintertime gymnasium class. Because he had a small space, he wanted to keep the young men from tackling or barging into each other during the game, as they would in rugby or football. To prevent injuries from having a ball hit or thrown as hard as possible, as was done in baseball or lacrosse, he wrote up a list of 13 rules for a game that could be played indoors or outdoors and in any size space while safely providing plenty of healthy and invigorating exercise. The new game of basketball spread quickly in 1892, especially in the gymnasiums of the Young Men's Christian Association, the YMCA. The only equipment required was a regular rugby football and two half-bushel baskets to be used as goals, suspended 10 feet in the air. The object of the game was simple, to toss the ball in the opponent's basket. The rules required players to pass the ball to teammates or be batted around with an open hand, not a clenched fist. No one could run with the ball, and dribbling was not mentioned, although it was added later. No rough stuff. No shouldering, holding, pushing, tripping, or striking allowed. The game of basketball soon came to North Dakota. On this date, in 1893, the Grand Forks Herald announced that a soon-to-be-completed YMCA athletic park would have spaces where all kinds of sports could be played, namely football, baseball, lacrosse, croquet, and basketball, a new game which is becoming very popular in the East, unquote. The first official basketball competition took place at the Grand Forks YMCA Athletic Park on the 4th of July, when, quote, nearly all of the best athletes of the city, unquote, who had been practicing daily, took part in the game. It lasted for half an hour with two 15-minute halves, and in all that time, the players managed to score only one basket. Despite a score of 1-0, the game was described as being a most exciting contest from beginning to end. Through the ensuing years, North Dakota became rich with its own basketball history, following its humble 1893 beginnings. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.